Hello again. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Wednesday, the 14th of July. We are talking summer reading this hour of the program today. I love these kinds of shows because we all get valuable suggestions of books that we should read. We have two superb guests with us who are both in the book business. They have suggestions for you. We also have, and you've already been writing your suggestions on our Facebook page, so continue doing that. And that's where we'll list all of the books that are suggested this hour as well. Fiction, nonfiction, if you're looking for a specific kind of recommendation, Dennis or Daniel will be very happy to give those to you this hour. Rhonda's going to come in and talk about what book she is reading right now and recommends. Chrissy will do the same. So we've got suggestions flying. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Daniel Golden is joining us in our Milwaukee studios, owner of Boswell Book Company, which is located here in Milwaukee. He always comes with armloads of books, which he's spread out in front of him. I love that. I love to see them. Daniel, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Always fun to have you here. Also joining us by phone today is Dennis Ulig. He is a bookseller with Fireside Books and Gifts in West Bend. Dennis, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, hello. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you here. We just want to do one little promotion because I would imagine that both of you are seeing an increase in the sales of To Kill a Mockingbird, 50th anniversary this year, one of my all-time favorite movies. I love that movie and books. I love the book as well. And we need to tell you that Scout, I was so excited when I heard this. Scout is going to be our guest on Monday who played in the movie.
You're
Scout.
Kidding.
No, isn't that great? Rhonda Founder.
I should also mention the audio book that is read by Sissy Spacek is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah. Have you listened to that?
I have not heard it. Have you heard it?
Oh, it's spectacular.
Daniel? No.
No.
Good. All right. Well, there's another recommendation. We got the movie, we got the book, we got the audio book, which is great. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Let me ask both of you what you're reading and recommend in terms of nonfiction and fiction. Daniel, you want to start? What are you reading?
Sure. One of my favorite fiction books that's just came out is a book called The Secret Lives of Baba Segi's Wives. It's a contemporary Nigerian polygamy story told from the voices, told from the voices of the four wives. It's when the fourth wife comes into the family, the first three wives are worried about her revealing all their secrets. And of course, she has secrets of her own. It's a funny book, but it's also very sad.
What's the name of it?
The Secret Lives of Baba Segi's Wives.
Can you spell that?
Write that down.
Yeah, Baba
Segi. I've had two other reads in the store, and they both really liked it, too. And
really?
We've been selling it pretty well.
Isn't it amazing sometimes when you think about what people come up with for ideas? I just say, really? That's your idea? That's great. And your choice of fiction? Dennis?
Oh, I just finished reading Jan Martel's latest book called Beatrice and Virgil. It's kind of a he's the guy that wrote Life of Pi, which was also a really great book, I thought. And this is a really amazingly emotional, creative, completely different way of looking at the Holocaust. And I thought it was spectacular. And by the end, it's just so emotional. I've heard people who have been in tears at the end of it. So I really enjoyed that book. Another book that I just finished was a Pakistani-American writer's book. His name is Daniel Miundin, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, but it's called In Other Rooms and Other Windows. And it's a book of short stories that are very closely connected, and it gives you a pretty good view of what life in Pakistan is like these days. So those are two fiction books that I've finished. I think I heard about this book on your show, William Hoagland's book Declaration.
Yes.
The 3 months before the...
It's right next to me. I love that book.
Yes, it's a great book.
Isn't it?
And I would highly recommend that to anybody. It's just so much fun reading and really educational.
I thought so, too. Things You Never Knew. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I brought that in because I was going to recommend
it
as well.
I know. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant minds. You know what they say.
Right.
Daniel, you brought what's selling best in terms of nonfiction in your store right now is something I'm not familiar with.
Actually, it's a book just something I finished and just read, and we have an event coming up, so I was kind of getting excited about it. It's called Ripe, The Search for the Perfect Tomato by Arthur Allen. He's a journalist who investigates the question, with all the breakthroughs in breeding and hybridization, why do so many tomatoes in supermarkets still taste pretty bad? And he goes around to different farms and looks at heirlooms and the gassing that they do in Florida for the winter tomatoes versus the vine-ripened and the new greenhouse tomatoes. It's a very interesting book. I didn't always agree with it. We have an event with him on Sunday, July 25th, and he's also going to be, I think, at the Madison Farmers Market the day before on the 24th.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another one you have about values, is it? What's
It's Einstein's God, Conversations About Science and the Human Spirit. It's Krista Tippett from Speaking of Faith on NPR.
Oh.
And they're basically her collected interviews on science and spirituality, Freeman Dyson, Paul Davies, Sherman Newland. It's our best-selling nonfiction paperback book right now. We're selling it. We can't keep it in stock.
Really?
And I think that's very hot, that's sort of the convergence between science and religion. We have I know there's actually a book coming called just in about a couple of months. I think he's going to be at the Wisconsin Book Festival. Steve Paulson, who's, I think, an NPR.
Yes, right.
He has a book called Adams in Eden, Conversations on Religion and Science. And we're doing something with him, too, in the fall.
Oh,
yeah, there's just
great.
And you see a lot of my customers cross-shopping those sections. It's
that's
an interesting thing. They're next to each other.
Huh. Well, we'll have to book him for our show because he works right here. Do people read different kinds of material, would you say, Dennis, in the summertime?
Oh, I think there's a lot of lighter, suspense-type novels that are read more maybe in the summertime. Right now, well, these aren't so light. The probably our best-selling fiction book at the moment is still The Help, Catherine Stockett's book about racism in the Mississippi, in the 1960s. And, something like Sizzling Summer or Sizzling 16, Janet Ivanovich's latest Stephanie Plum book is selling really well here. I guess you could call that a summer novel. We have there's two books that are kind of sequels. The Lion by Nelson DeMille is his sequel to The Lion's Game, which was very popular, and The Lion is selling really well at the moment. And Innocent, which is Scott Turow's sequel to his Presumed Innocent, his first book, is selling well here too. So I guess those would kind of be summer reading. We're up in kind of conservative country here in Washington County. So I should probably mention Glenn Beck's book, The Overton Window, is selling pretty well here too.
What's that about? Not that I would ever read it, but you haven't read it either.
Well, I did start reading the first couple of pages, but that's about
that's
all I could do. It's sort of, I think, a novel of how the future will turn out if our society continues on the road it's on.
Okay. the Help has come to me from all directions. I have friends who are reading, and I've had several Facebook and emails from people saying, you simply must read this. So should I? Have you read
definitely.
It? It really is good.
Have you read that, Daniel?
You know, I haven't. I think I'm probably the last person in my store or of any of my customers.
Really excellent, and it will make you, it's impossible to believe that that was, only, 40, 50 years ago.
Oh.
It's a book that makes you very, very angry,
Well, okay, we'll have to read it.
Yeah,
we'll compare notes, Daniel.
We're going to make a vow now.
All right.
Next time we
promise
talk.
We will read The Help before we talk again. We promise.
It's definitely worth your time.
The other, I tend to think about what I just last read, but this book required a lot of very careful reading, which I don't have time for, so I got the overview and read some chapters. But Spencer Wells, who was with us yesterday, who wrote Pandora's Seed, oh my gosh, it is fascinating. It's the whole history of hunter-gatherers and why we became farmers and the huge ramifications that had and how we almost went out of existence and what we're doing now that we need to think about carefully. It is, he's doing the Human Genome Project. It is brilliant. I highly recommend that book.
I missed that show yesterday. That's too bad. But that's one I'll definitely put on our list.
Yeah,
for one of our book clubs. Yeah.
Yes, it would be a great book club discussion. It's very, very good. All right, let's go to some phone calls. We have many of them. 800-486-8655. Summer Reads is our topic this hour. And Jim from Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Good morning, Kathleen and guests. The book I recommend is beautifully written, but really quite problematic. It's called The Union Atlantic by Scott Haslett, who's a Yale Law School trained lawyer. It's a book that goes to the basic character of these American bankers who 2 years ago caused this worldwide depression. And the way it goes into things like this all-consuming greed for money and for power and manipulation of the investment system, and there's also some pretty heavy perversion in the book. That's a caution for Christians. You know, there's some parts in it about sex that are kind of nasty.
Have you read The Big Short by Michael Lewis, which is another book about a really entertaining book about the the financial meltdown 2 years ago? You might be interested in that too.
Yeah, that's a really interesting book, and it's been on the bestseller list for weeks and weeks and weeks, months now. Yeah. Thanks, Jim, for the call. Anybody familiar? Here's a Facebook that came in. Someone who says summers are too warm and humid, so she enjoys a good book about the polar regions. Of course, she recommends Terra Incognita, Travels in Antarctica by Sarah Wheeler. Anybody familiar with that one?
I am not.
Yeah, we carry it in the store.
Do you?
Yeah, I haven't read it though. But you know, funny travel books to anywhere seem to be a popular summer pastime, you know, something to read. I think if you can't go on vacation, it puts you on vacation.
I need suggestions. I think a lot of people, some people I know, read really cheap trash kind of novels on the beach, which, you know, is fine. Give me some easy to read novels or lighter nonfiction that's good, that has substance to it.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to whoever wants to answer me, but I'd like to hear from both of you.
Well, you go first, Daniel.
Well, I mean, you know, nothing could be selling more than Stieg Larsson's. If you haven't if you haven't read the trilogy, people do come back very passionate about the books.
Right.
And I read the first one, and it's definitely, you know, it's definitely a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got meat in it, but you can read into it as much as you want. The second book, The Girl Who Play with Fire, is going to be the movie opens at the Downer on Friday,
right.
And people the DVD. A lot of bookstores are selling the DVD of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo because it was actually a terrific. They did a terrific job on it, and they're fun summer reads, you know, as well as being dark. But like I said, you can read it as deeply as you want to go into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think two books that are, you know, they have quite a bit of weight to them, actually, but they still are not real difficult. Sarah's Key, De Rosny's book about the roundup of the Jews in Paris, is a book that, you know, I wasn't aware of this situation at all, and I think it's not entirely a downer, but it's definitely an educational book. Has anybody read that?
Sarah's Key?
Sarah's Key.
Yes, I've read that.
By Tatiana de Rosny. And
I agree with you. It's very plot. You know, it's a very interesting story about the Ville d'Hiv, the roundup of the Jews in Paris.
Right, yeah.
But it is very plot driven. You know,
definitely.
Read.
And so it'll keep your attention all the way through. Hotel in the Corner of Bitter and Sweet is another one like that. Jamie Ford's book about the Japanese internment during World War II. is another one that's very plot-driven, but, you know, educational at the same time. So those two books. A book that I really liked, I read it about a year ago, is David Rhodes' book called Driftless. Have you read that?
Yeah, I have.
I've heard of it.
I love it.
Excellent book, I thought, about some really eccentric characters in the living in the driftless area of Wisconsin. And I just was so appalled by the ending. It was just so... It was just a great, great read. I thought he was a really good writer. Was very popular, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? And then had a bad motorcycle accident, became paralyzed, and... didn't write at all during that period, and now this is his first book back, and I thought it was really a great book, and it would be a great summer read. The characters are just really interesting, and they hold your attention, I think.
Let's go to more phone calls. Karen from Rolling Stone, Minnesota. Hi.
Hi, love this program.
Good.
I would like to recommend a book that's been around for a few years as an interesting pairing with The Help, and that's March. Geraldine Brooks. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 2006. Mm-hmm. I got it because Little Women was my favorite book as I was growing up. And this book takes that story further by following what the author imagines happened to the father of the family when he went away to be a chaplain in the Civil War.
Exactly.
You were talking, Kathleen, about books with substance, but that are very good reads. This book is a very substantive book, but it reads so well. And I find that Geraldine Brooks is just an amazing author.
She's a very good writer.
Yeah, she's
a very
good
writer. Have you read other books by her?
She's written Year of Wonder, which, gosh, my husband gobbled up after I did. And
Write People of the Book?
She wrote People of the Book.
Right.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting book, too.
She's a reporter who reported in Bosnia and ended up on her little side trips for a time away from the war, went to England, and then started her fiction career when she was there. But this book is just full of new kinds of ways of looking at what happened in the Civil War to individuals, particularly one woman who was a slave on a plantation and the father of this family. It's a great read.
Oh, so, it sounds wonderful. Thank you for your recommendation.
It's just 273 pages long.
All right. That's one of my vacation books. I like that description. Thanks very much. We'll take more phone calls in a moment. Our number is 800-486-8655. We're talking about summer reads this hour of the program and having great fun doing so. Dennis Ulig, who's a bookseller at Fireside Books and Gifts in West Bend. Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Book Company, located here in Milwaukee, are our guests. And you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our number is 800-486-8655. And our Facebook, we want to give you Facebook, too, because people have started putting suggestions on Facebook. And I believe that Rhonda is going to be listing the books. I think she said that. I don't know if she said it. But
She's trying. It's out of hand.
Okay. Yeah, it does get out of hand, doesn't it? Because books are flying. But we'll get as many as we can on the Facebook page for you. But put your suggestions there, too. We'll all help each other with our summer reading, and there's no better endeavor than that. So that is the Kathleen Dunn Show, and that's my last name is spelled D-U-N-N, and you know, you can look at suggestions or post suggestions there. I also asked, Rhonda is a librarian and an avid reader, and I asked her to come in and talk about what she's reading right now or recommends, and Chrissy will do the same because we all love to read. So she's with us right now.
Well, I think it was mentioned, but I am on the second book of the Stieg Larssons, The Girl Who Played with Fire, the second book in the trilogy, yeah. And then I read in the New York Times that they found a fourth book. I think he was 100 pages away from finishing it a month before his death, but I think his partner has that, and so I don't know what they're going to do with the 100 pages from being done with the fourth book, but that might be published.
To finish it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they'll do, to finish it.
And what grabs you about it, Rhonda?
I just like the characters. You know, it's something that I can take on summer and read for fun when I have to put down some of the books that we read here. Just Salander, the female computer investigative person that teams up with the journalist. I like her character. She's funny and powerful.
Yeah. All right.
And then I also wanted to mention that on the To Kill a Mockingbird show on Monday, Charles Shields is also going to be joining us, and he wrote the book Mockingbird, A Portrait of Harper Lee. So I'll be reading that in the next few days. And then I just got Sloan Crosley's new book, How Did You Get This Number? She was the author of the New York Times bestselling book, I Was Told There'd Be Cake. So it's a new collection of essays. This one, the old one, had essays of her living in New York City. This one has essays of her travels around the world, so it should be pretty funny.
Oh, great. So you could do a bookstore, too, in your second life.
Maybe.
Yeah, you could. These were rolling right off the top of your tongue. And how in the world did you find Scout? I've been telling everybody Scout's on, and people are so excited that Scout's coming on Monday.
It's kind of my job to stalk people, but she is living outside of Richmond, Virginia, and she runs a home art restoration business out of her house, and she also teaches or gets kids ready for their college prep test. So just a lot of phone calling and a lot of searching online.
I just think it's wonderful. Thank you for getting Scout.
She wanted to be found. She's happy to do it.
She was good. Yeah. She wanted to be found. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Chrissy will come in later, too, and tell us what she's reading. Let's call. We get to take a call from Tracy, who's calling from Alaska. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment. I had read Sarah's Keys, and I think that is an excellent book.
Mm-hmm.
And I am actually in the middle of, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's last name, Michael Chabon. I'm reading The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a great summer read because it's not too heavy, but it's just a great story of the comic book industry and these two guys that create their characters and then set right before the U.S. gets involved in World War II. And the one... Joseph Cavalier had escaped from Prague as a Jew and his story of coming over. And I love how the book, one of the chapters of the book will actually be about an actual character in the comic book, the why the character was created. And I think that is a great read. As well as I've read his other book, The Yiddish Policeman's Union, I think it's called. The Yiddish Policeman's Union? I'm not sure.
You're right. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. So I think those are two great, great books for the summer.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your call. You brought other books with you, Daniel, if you want to make sure that we mention them.
Oh, I did. We have a – I was saying that it doesn't really matter what's in the book. If it has people playing on the lake, it's a summer book. So we have an event tonight with Lily King, Father of the Rain, a beautiful novel about a woman's tortured relationship with her father. And a lot of the book takes place around a pool and things. But it's a pretty very character-driven novel. It's the story. It's two parts. And the first part is when she's younger and she is living the breakup of her parents. And her father leaves her mother and she winds up living with her mother. And there's this very unfulfilled, tortured relationship. And the book jumps to when she's an adult and her father is leaves again. And he's a terrible alcoholic and her mother is no longer there. And she winds up bearing the brunt of dealing with him and how she comes to terms with that. Over the
What's
book.
The name of that?
Father of the Rain by Lily King.
Father of the Rain.
She's had a lot of New York Times notable books, wonderful reviews in a lot of especially the women's magazines Vogue and Elle and O. Just really very, very emotional. We were talking about books that really connect with you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Another book we have, and he's also going to be coming in August, a short story collection called Freshwater Boys by Adam, I think it's Schwedema. And the thing that's really interesting about those stories is they are about whereas this is a book about a woman and her life, and these are about men. And he does this wonderful job of capturing the struggles that men go through, both when they're younger as boys and as older, struggling with their manhood. It's a very soft book and yet punctuated by very violent acts.
Hmm.
You can see him having a wonderful career ahead of himself. This is his first collection.
Say the name again.
His name is Adam Schwedema, and the book is called Freshwater Boys. They all take place in Michigan.
Hmm.
So the freshwater would be Lake Michigan.
Right.
So.
All right. And do you have others that you wanted to be sure to mention, Dennis?
Just a couple.
I am starting the book called War by Sebastian Younger. He's the guy that wrote The Perfect Storm, and this is just a really interesting book. He follows a platoon in Afghanistan, and I think comes up with some really ideas about the Afghanistan war that I might not agree with by the end of the book. I've heard him speak, you know, on various news programs recently about, you know, how he does not see how we can ever, you know, really get ourselves out of this predicament. And I think the psychological thing that happens to soldiers in a close-knit group in a war situation has a good deal to do with his reasoning. So I'm not finished with that book, but it's one that I think is really interesting. Another book that I think is really funny and really honest is Anthony Bourdain's book called Medium Raw, about the situation in the world of cooking and chefs and cooking critics. And he's just one of the most absolutely honest writers that I've ever read. He is honest about other people, and he's really honest about himself, it seems to me, as well. So I think he wrote a book about 10 years ago, I think it came out, called Kitchen Confidential, which was mostly about his own cooking career. And now he's been mostly traveling around. He's a host of some show, cooking. I don't know what the name of it is, but he's just one of the most honest writers that I've ever, of nonfiction that I've ever read. So mm-hmm. He might be interesting for some people.
Okay.
I also wanted to mention a couple books by Wisconsin writers that really sell well at our store. Michael Perry's three books, well, actually he has four, but his latest one, Coop, is, selling really well. It's really funny, and Michael Perry's, regular, wonderfully written, humorous style. And Jerry Apps, his books sell really well up here. I guess a new edition of his first book, Barns of Wisconsin, is going to be coming out in the next month, I think. And that's a book that we always have requests for. It's always out of print, so people might be interested in that one, too.
Great. Ellie is the next caller from Madison. Hi, Ellie.
Hi. What a delightful, delightful show. I recommend Olive Kitteridge.
Oh, it's great.
By Elizabeth Strout. It is a collection of 13 short stories, and Olive appears in every one. Throughout, very strong human voices, filled with human condition, and absolutely so readable. Everyone will love it. It is a perfect book.
Yeah, it's great. And, the book I mentioned before by the Pakistani writer, In Other Rooms, Other Windows, is done like that.
Oh, that is
although
such a wonderful
major character, the character that follows through in all of the stories is not as important as Olive is. But it's still, that character sort of ties all of the stories together. In Olive Kitteridge, she plays a much more important role, and she's she's just such an interesting character, isn't she?
I absolutely love Olive because there's a little Olive in all of us. So go get it and have fun.
Thank you, Ellie. You know who you sound like?
Who?
Nancy Pearl.
Oh.
You do.
I love Nancy Pearl.
I do, too. You sound like her. That's great. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks
Bye.
So much for the call. Our number is 800-486-8655. Pam is calling near Dodgeville. Hi, Pam.
Hi. I'm on the road and came in on this a little while ago, so I'm not sure if this book has been mentioned, but I just finished Matterhorn. I'm sure your guests know the author. I can only remember Carl. It's a novel of the Vietnam War, and
yes.
I could not put it down. It's a big book.
Carmelantis,
It's the story of one of the platoons during the war, seen through a young man from Princeton who joins the Marines and is indoctrinated into the Marines through warfare in Vietnam. And it's an incredible picture of the senseless nature of that war and the horrible conditions in the jungle, and I'd never gotten this picture before. I never realized how that war was being fought. I mean, that you take a hill, you lose a hill, you take it again, and you're told to abandon it again, and it's heartbreaking. It's wonderful, and interestingly enough, it deals a lot with the racial issues between black and white in the Marines and the conflicts that caused. It's an absolutely superb book.
Yeah, I was just reading in Time magazine. They had a big thing on books to read this summer, and that's one of the books that James Patterson, you know, the suspense writer, recommends people read. He says it might be it probably will become the All Quiet on the Western Front.
Really?
Of the Vietnam War. Said it was a fantastic book that was tremendously emotional for him.
Hmm.
It's one of those interesting things about, we have a lot of Vietnam War novels that have become popular, but this is one that has had a very, very strong female readership compared to most.
Why do you think?
I think it's a very emotional book.
Hmm.
And I think, what do you think, Dennis?
Oh, you know, I have not read this book, but so I can't really comment on why it would, you know, appeal to women more than men, but I can't answer that.
I think the battles are done in a different way, and I do feel like there's a very strong, you know, it's just a strong character focus, and a lot of battle books tend to be about battle, and I think maybe the Dennis Johnson, which was the popular book, Tree of Smoke, a few years ago, which very, very, you know, popular book, very well acclaimed, but a very different book, a lot of kind of trying to see inside the darkness of men's souls, sort of thing. This is very different.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go next to, here we go, Devin from Princeton. Hi, Devin.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
You're thinking about last hour. I'm fine. How are you?
I am just great.
Great.
Okay. First author, Caroline Knapp. K-N-A-P-P.
Okay.
She wrote a memoir called Drinking, A Love Story, and just wonderful book. It goes through her life with a family of alcoholics, and very intimate book. And then her second book is called Pack of Two, and it's about her again, and she adopted this dog named Lucille, and Lucille basically helped her get sober, and just a lovely book. I've read it 5 times. It's just wonderful.
Wow.
She unfortunately passed away about 5 years ago, and she was only like 42 years old. But two just so intimate, honest books, just wonderful. And then also, I know you've had Temple Grandin.
Yes.
On your show, any book by her. I know on HBO there was a wonderful movie that Claire Danes played her. And then anything by David Sedaris. He's just awesome. He's one of my favorite people in the world. And real quickly, one of your guests had mentioned Anthony Bourdain. Big fan of his, of his books. And the show on Travel Channel is called No Reservation.
Oh, yeah.
No Reservation.
Yeah. He's great. So those are my suggestions.
Well, they were good ones. Thank
right?
you. Thanks so
Thank
much for
you.
Your call. You brought another one in the studio you wanted to mention. You were holding it up, but I didn't see it. What is it?
Well, I thought it was funny that our most popular book, it's hard for me to believe myself, but our most popular fiction, hardcover fiction book right now is David Mitchell's The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet.
Oh, yeah.
We've always done very well with Cloud Atlas. It's a totally review-driven book. He's written these very postmodern.
Did you read Cloud Atlas?
I never did.
Oh,
so,
very
beautiful,
interesting book.
You know, amazing book. I've talked to customers. You know, there's a certain point where you feel like once every customer you've talked to has read the book, you're like, I guess I don't need to read it anymore because there's nobody left for me to sell it to. But this is a turnaround. It's a change of pace historical novel about a Dutch trader who goes to Japan, falls in love with a midwife
who is betrothed to a sort of a cult leader. And it has less of the pyrotactics, but people are still – people come in very passionate about the book afterwards. Mm-hmm. Every so often I hit one who comes in passionate and very confused or passionate and upset, but they're all very passionate. Just really the reviews are amazing and the – And it's really responding with people.
Huh. Yeah, you said something interesting. It's a review driven. Are there a lot of books that become very popular because of reviews?
Oh, absolutely. And then there are other books that become popular in spite of reviews. You know, sometimes we were talking about Jan Martel's book, and the reviews actually weren't that great, but the reads were very good. And I think sometimes reviewers don't respond very well to books that are very, very, very emotional. Would you agree to that, Dennis? There's certain kind of things that turn off, you know, that they hit readers really well, but not always.
Right. If people haven't read Cloud Atlas, they should do it. It's just a really creatively organized book. It has, I think, five or six different short stories that are told by a character in the following, by the character in the following story, and each of these stories is interrupted at an interesting spot, and you begin to wonder by the middle of the book whether you're going to find out what happens in any of these stories. But at the middle of the book, it's sort of like a mirror, and everything heads backwards, and by the end of the book, you're right back where you started, and you know all five or six of these stories. It's really well written, and, you know, it's a book that I've never seen, you know, structured in that way before. So people might be real interested in that, too.
Right. Chrissy Pease, our producer, has joined me. I asked both Rhonda and Chrissy to tell us what they're reading because they are avid readers, and they also have their ears perked up here to get recommendations for books. What are you recommending, Chrissy?
Well, I'm a big history person, and one book that I've come across, if I can admit that I listen to other shows that are not WPR shows, radio shows. I heard this on Fresh Air with Terry Gross. S.C. Gwynn has written a history called The Empire of the Summer Moon. It's about Quanah Parker, who was the last Comanche Indian chief. He was the son of an Indian warrior and that Indian warrior's white wife, who was actually stolen from a raid in a Texas town when she was 9 years old. It's just a fantastic story, but it gives a great history. You really get a feel for, I guess, what Texas was like in the 19th century, the plains, and, you know, just it's a time of history I didn't know much about, and I'm really enjoying it.
All right.
So, Empire of the Summer Moon, Quanah Parker and the Rise and Fall of the Comanches, the most powerful Indian tribe in American history.
And you were talking to me about that night. I think you've sold me.
Yes.
That Fresh Air interview
was
great.
Yes. Wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, another one I picked up after you did the interview with Samantha Bee. I just couldn't resist her.
Oh, my God. What a story.
And then recently on a road trip down to St. Louis, I love getting books on CDs. That is a long, boring drive through Illinois. And I picked up Jonathan Alter's The Defining Moment. We had him on to do The Promise. And The Defining Moment is about FDR's first 100 days in office. And it is just fantastic.
I love those kinds of books, too.
Yeah.
And Alter, I recommend The Promise.
Anything
is a
he
very
does.
Good book, too. He's just a really fine writer, and just a regular. Don't you love interviewing, having contact with people who are just, they're brilliant, but there they are, and they're just willing to be with you.
So kind.
Very kind. Yeah, very kind. Well, thank you, Chrissy.
Yes,
all
Kathleen.
Right. All right. She has convinced me. There we go. 800-486-8655 is our number. It is, what are you reading this summer? What suggestions do both of our wonderful guests have for your literary enjoyment this summer? Dennis Euling is a bookseller at Fireside Books and Gifts in West Bend, Wisconsin. Daniel Golden, who's joined us many times before, is the owner of Boswell Book Company located here in Milwaukee. Our number is 800-486-8655. We're also getting people to give us suggestions on Facebook, which if you haven't gone to, we're trying to get this to be a real community of listeners on Facebook. So go to the Kathleen Dunn Show. And actually, we did this thing when we got 1,000 listeners who are fans. Rhonda selected books that we had done interviews for and gave them to people who were just randomly. That was a nice idea, wasn't it? And I think most of you have received your book. So we'll do that again at some point. So sign up and also write what you're reading on Facebook. And And that's all good. More phone calls in a moment here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's a Facebook suggestion that has come in, gentlemen. Are you familiar with this one? No one has talked about one of my favorites, The Book Thief. Author escapes me and my copy is loaned out, of course. Larson, maybe. Narrated by the personification of death. Made me cry and won't leave my mind.
Marcus Susek, we've been selling, I'm sure both of us have been selling the book for a number of years. And the interesting thing is it's published as a kid's book. But now I would say 90% of our sales are to adults. We have another book, actually, and I'm sure same thing for Dennis, The Hunger Games, which just came out in paperback, Suzanne Collins. It's another book that's a kid's book, but we have a lot of adults reading it. It's a it's sort of
like the Twilight series, Stephanie Myers. Have you read those, The Hunger, those two that are, I think the third one that's called what?
Mockingjay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had about
have you read those?
I've had about four or five booksellers in the store read it and very enthusiastic. It's it's about a young girl. It's post-apocalyptic, which I don't know if you know is the hottest thing in kids literature.
No, I had no idea. Really?
And it is about a young girl who is picked to fight on a reality show of sorts where on an island where they put a bunch of children from each district who have to fight to the death. Sort of across a Lord of the Flies thing going on. They're just spectacular books.
But really?
If you go to the website, Suzanne Collins' website, and read some of the comments from young people who have read this book, it's amazing. I mean, they are so impatient for this third book to come out. I mean, I've got to get to these sometime, but the emotions of the young people who are reading it are just really, really deep. So that might be a good one, you know, to recommend to. You're right. We keep these in our young adult section, but you know, many adults are reading this book. You know. We keep The Book Thief in our young adult section, too, but you're right there, too. It's mostly read by adults, I think.
It was actually published as an adult book in other countries, in Australia, where it originally came out. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it sometimes just has to do with which editor you get to acquire it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks for the call. We go to Randy in – where are you from, Randy? Laval?
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got a book that really held a mirror up to what is a common situation and posed a problem that really has one of these solutions that is difficult to come up with. I had to reread it and then go back. Couldn't hardly put it down. It's called Republic by Charles Sheehan Miles. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's got a couple of novels out there. It's the extended title of the book is called A Novel of America's Future, and it's about a rural community in West Virginia centered around a big auto plant that all of a sudden built a big fence around it and then was closed down, and eventually the National Guard had to come in, and you're wind up thinking maybe we need to rewrite the Constitution in our nation. You know, it's a very compelling read. It's not a difficult read. It's not a long read. The chapters are fairly short. I could not hardly put it down. You know,
Wait, are you familiar with it?
I'm Dennis? Not.
Daniel, are you? No.
I've got nothing to say.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a recommendation, though. Thanks very much for your call. Stephen from Wheaton, Illinois. Hi.
Hi. I had actually one suggestion, and then a couple other books came to mind, so I'll start with the first. I've made something of a tradition of reading The Giver by Lois Lowry. And I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a children's book, but I find that it gains more meaning as I get older. So I make, you know, sort of a summer tradition of reading that book over and over again. And it's been interesting to see how I start to interpret it as I get older. Let's see. The second is actually the beginning of a series by Brandon Sanderson. The series is called Mistborn. And the essential premise is that a great hero in some fantastical time or place was prophesied to, you know, fulfill this great act, and he failed.
So the series is based on the premise that, you know, this great earth-shattering event was supposed to take place and it didn't. It's a really, really well-written series, and it keeps you going to the very end of the three books.
Mistborn, it was called? What was the title of that?
It was Mistborn.
M-I-S-T?
Oh, M-I-S-T. There's a T
yes.
in there. Okay.
Yeah, and that's all one word, mm-hmm. Mistborn. And I believe the title of the series is The Final Empire, but I'm not sure. You'll probably have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
The final suggestion is Call Me By Your Name by Andre Aciman. And I believe he's an Egyptian author who has moved to New York. A really, really excellent book. Sort of special interest. It's in going to be in the gay fiction. But it really is an excellently written book, and I was absolutely in tears at the end. So I would recommend it.
Yeah, I read the book too. We find that a lot of people don't really have gay fiction sections anymore because there's so much crossover, especially with women. We had Stephen McCauley for Event, who's a pop. He wrote the book that became the movie, The Object of My Affection. Comic novel, sort of gentle satire, as someone described it. It's 90% women in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't rule out the possibilities. That book's pretty beautiful. His next book, plus the fact that his next novel, 8 Days, was a very different kind of novel about a woman and man in a very tortured relationship. So
here's an email that's come in. It sounds intriguing to me. I don't know if this is new or not. Working in the Shadows by Gabriel Thompson. The reporter worked undercover in the lettuce fields of Yuma, Arizona, the chicken factories of Alabama, and in the kitchens and restaurants of New York City alongside Hispanics, who are the mainstay in the workforce of these industries. With all the talk about immigration reform, et cetera, it might be a good read. Are either of you familiar with that?
I have not read that. Have you?
No, I haven't either.
Okay. Well, we'll look that up because that would be a good show for us.
Yeah. Good show. Yes.
Yeah. You're always the answer. You think that way. Oh, good show. Good show.
That's
what we see every week. Everything that way. Richard in Madison. Hi.
Hi there. I have two books that are a little bit heavier than maybe summer reading, or at least one of them is, and that's Strength in What Remains by Tracy Kidder.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yes.
You guys all know Tracy Kidder, but I almost think this is his best book because he gives you a sense of what it's like to be an immigrant with nothing landing in the United States, what that world is like. This man from Burundi who had survived the massacres ends up kind of on the streets of New York, and he just does a fabulous job of putting you inside that man's body and mind and soul.
Yeah, he's such a compassionate, wonderful writer.
Yes,
isn't he?
He is.
Really. Yeah.
And then the other book is by an Iranian-American named Saeed Sarafzadeh, When Skateboards Will Be Free. And this is a memoir, and what's really interesting about this is that he grew up in the United States, and his parents were both socialists. So it's like he just had a really unusual upbringing, and he's a very good writer. And there's quite a bit of humor in the book. It's not so heavy, except like sort of at a few moments. But it's it just gives you a sense of a very unique upbringing, which in other ways is totally like everyone else's upbringing.
We had a great read on in store too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Huh. Great. Well, thank you very much for your suggestions. Let's go to Beth in Kenosha. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I'm glad it took a while because I found the book and I had the title wrong. So there's a novel about Cynthia Ann Parker, who was that woman who was kidnapped and raised by the Comanches. And this book really, I'm not kidding, this book changed my life. It was just so, just riveting. And it's so immediate. You're just right there with the Comanche and like from the point of view of this girl who has to change her whole view of the world, and then she comes to just love being a Comanche, and then she has this exciting life, and then of course there's all the historical stuff with what happened to the Comanche, and you know Europeans wanted to get rid of them. So it's just a fantastic book. It's called
What was
Rise
the name of that?
And it's by Lucia St. Clair Robeson.
What's the name?
Ride the Wind.
Ride the Wind.
Yeah, I just love this book.
Okay, wonderful.
That sounds the premise in a completely different setting and time. It sounds a bit like the novel Molokai. Are you aware of that one? Have you read that one, Daniel?
No, we do sell it very well. I've had a good
Yeah, it's
well.
A mm-hmm. it's a book about a young girl who in Hawaii, I think the beginning of the 19th century, and she contracts leprosy.
Mm, we have about 10 seconds.
Oh, has to go to a leper colony, and it's about how she ultimately becomes a family with them,
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, thank you both so much. It was really a great hour. I love these programs. I just love them so much. Dennis Ulig, thank you. Bookseller, Fireside Books and Gifts in West Bend, and Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Books here in Milwaukee. Thank you so much. A reminder to you that we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of To Kill a Mockingbird. Scout is one of our guests from the film. Okay, it's going to be so much fun Monday at 10 o'clock. Also, go to our Facebook page for book recommendations. That's the Kathleen Dunn Show. And thanks, everybody, for all your great suggestions. Thanks to Chrissy Pease and Rhonda Fanning.